the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Have you accidentally destroyed your own car by just making a bad decision?
Accidentally and intentionally at times, depending on my age in the car.
We'll get to your stories on that. It starts with this video from TikTok. I would guess a lot of people, when they destroy their own car, it's because they decide, well, I'm just going to tie this strap to something and to my car and then use the power of my car.
Yeah,
happens time and time again.
Yeah, what's stronger, all these horses that have power in my car or this tree? It's obviously that.
Yeah, this falls under the category of using the right tool for the job, and most of the time people are not using the right tool for the job.
I think they got the chain.
Are they trying to pull the tree down?
I think
like,
so.
Like pull it out of the ground?
Yeah, I think the other problem is if that did work, the tree would most likely fall on the car.
Yeah, I mean, they've got it. The bumper is 1 foot from the tree trunk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The chain is tied at the base of the tree. So if you were trying to pull the tree down, you'd put it up a little further to increase the leverage.
And this SUV is kind of like a Honda CR-V.
Yeah, it's like
it's a Ford Escape, a little Ford Escape. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Puny little crossover vehicle.
Yeah. Mom's driving.
It's a tall car.
Yes.
The biggest problem, well, there's a lot of them, but I think what'll be the most notable problem is where they attach the chain on the other end. You see it around the base of this pine tree.
Uh-huh.
Pretty big pine tree.
A foot in diameter, maybe?
It's a big tree.
Steve, will you roll the footage?
Mm-hmm.
Into the thick of it.
See this coming?
Oh. Yep.
Oh my God.
Wow.
So the chain was.
Yeah, what exactly just happened? Because it seems to be.
It pulled the top off the back to turn it into a pickup.
It's a truck vertible now.
It's actually pretty sweet. Well, maybe that was the goal.
It looks like they had two. Oh, well, if that's the goal.
I never even considered that.
I didn't either.
I think that's the goal.
Yeah.
They're not trying to take that tree down. They did exactly what they were trying to do, which was pull off the back shell.
Look, because this window, the back window is already missing.
It's busted out. It's tied around it. Yeah, they did exactly what they meant to do.
There's no glass in the rear hatch either.
These are heroes.
This was intentional.
They've turned it into a really tiny little Chevy Avalanche.
Good for them.
Wow.
I can appreciate this.
Brilliant.
Even the little dog in the background is.
Everyone's impressed.
Terrified.
We'll have to change the topic. Who did the right? Who destroyed something for the right reason?
Yeah. Who's got the sweetest rad mods to your car?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like.
That is a rad mod.
It's not as fun now that I think it was intentional.
Well, yeah, and I even read the caption for this, and it says, like, when your brother has a great idea, and I thought that was sarcasm for, this dummy. Thought he could pull this tree down with his car, and come to find out, he's not a dummy. He wanted a truck vertible.
Yeah.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, it's because 99.9% of the time, it's somebody rips off the back of their car on accident trying to pull something.
See, this makes me feel really stupid, because it made me think about the time that, yes, in my life, I drove a purple PT Cruiser, and I had spilt an entire cup of water into the console and thought, I'm going to leave the sunroof open so that
it'll
way...
evaporate.
It will evaporate.
Yeah, sure.
The South Carolina heat can come in here and dry it all up just for it to rain for two straight days. And I didn't go and check my car and completely ruined the interior of it because it flooded. I was ready to share that with pride, knowing that people would top that story no matter what. And
they're still doing pretty good.
Yeah, I'll bet they are. Well, it's a PT Cruiser, so it got what it deserved.
Yeah, there's really only so much damage that can be done.
It was already damaged.
It blows my mind whenever.
Yeah, it was painted purple.
Yeah.
Whenever you say you liked that car.
No, I didn't say that I liked that car.
You have said you were like,
I liked that car. It, yeah, that you loved your purple car.
I said that?
I thought so.
Yeah.
I thought you said you liked
it. No, I loved my Jeep Grand Cherokee that my dad took from me and said, here, take this PT Cruiser as a gift. And I said, that is the meanest gift anybody's ever given me.
Right on brand for your family.
Yeah.
I've taken away your nice car and given you this turd.
Mm-hmm. I owned it, though. Yes, I did. I don't know that I loved the car, but yes, when you're forced to drive what looks like a Barney Mobile, you must own it.
Yes.
Oh, I disagree. I have hated so many of my cars, and I have kept hating them until I was done with them.
You practically had a rivalry with them.
Yeah. Pretty much.
A couple texts and phone calls. This one, Kristen in Maine writes, I was parked in my own driveway, just needed to move my car a little bit to make room for someone. And for some reason, still unknown to myself even now, backed up with my driver's side door open. Only had to go about 10 feet. But I still managed to hit a tree next to my driveway, pushing the door backward and off its hinges. A $1,000 deductible later and a new door. Still a dumb move. Still don't know why I did it.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about that. My brother did the same thing when he first got his driver's license in my parents' minivan. He was backing out of his friend's driveway, but the passenger door was open. And it hit. It was either the pole for a basketball hoop or a tree or something. And
yeah.
It just folded it right back into the fender.
Oh, I don't remember you talking about that. That's brutal.
When I had my old Jeep, I was backing. I had pulled into my driveway at my old house, and my driveway was really steep. And I wasn't quite up to the top of it where I needed to be on flat ground.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I swung the door open to hop out and like, I don't know, maybe I forgot something, but I didn't put the brake on.
Mm-hmm.
And it started rolling backwards. It knocked me over. My Jeep almost ran me over.
Yeah, you're lucky.
But then the door clipped just the side of the house, and it folded all the way back. But luckily, since that thing was like a transformer, so I just like hit it with some hammers and bent it back into shape.
Yeah.
And it worked fine.
Cars are good for.
Yeah. About a month after I bought my car, I parked far away from every car in the lot, got out, but didn't put it in gear or put the e-brake on, came back out, and it rolled across the parking lot into another person's car. Now, every time I get out of my car, no matter where I'm going, I stop and turn around to make sure my car isn't rolling. I, too, have done exactly that, except mine was at the airport, and my car smashed right into the concrete pillar I had parked right in front of.
Best case scenario, I guess.
I tried to hold it back with my hands, but... cars are heavy.
Yeah. It's tough.
Gravity.
Once it gets going.
Yeah, Final score, gravity won me nothing.
Tough to.
This wasn't my car, but we were all parking, and it was on the street back home in Atlanta, Georgia. Somebody who had taken a taxi to meet us all had opened up the door, and the taxi driver had opened up their door, both on the driver's side, obviously, and a car came flying through and hit both of the doors. Bam, bam.
Whoa.
Just like that.
Boy.
It was.
That's actually kind of awesome.
So bad. It was nice that it was a taxi and not a friend's actual car. But wow, we were just standing there like, did we just see somebody knock out both of these doors?
It's almost a reason to try if it's a taxi. It's not like they pay for the cars.
Right. Let's get Kelsey in Grand Rapids. Hello, Kelsey.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Hey. How did you ruin your car?
When I was babysitting back in high school, I sideswiped the owners of the kid's parents' house.
Like you just parked too close and scraped it all down the side?
No, it was one of those where the garage was detached from the house and then it was kind of angled over.
Okay.
So I had to back up and angle out to get out of the driveway and was a terrible driver and nailed my passenger door and completely scraped and shredded it.
Oh, that feels bad. And did it make, and then it damaged their house too, of course.
I think it did a little bit. They were very nice about it and never said anything, never charged anything. I also probably ran through some of their landscaping.
Probably.
Yeah.
Their expectations were so low. They were like, "What? Yep, you're fine. No one's dead.
It's all right."
They had me back again. So
well, that's good.
Kept watching their kids all through high school.
There
so.
You go. Thank you, Kelsey. This one, I owned a 1984 Dodge Omni with a Shelby engine. It had nitrous boost, and it was my first car. Not once did I change or add any oil.
Oh.
That's optional.
After a year and a half, the motor seized up, and, well, that was the end of my car.
That would be.
Nice while it lasted.
Unbelievable.
I don't think I ever changed the oil in my 1979 Lincoln, and that kept going until the apartment complex towed it away for being an eyesore.
That was probably getting fluids from all other reservoirs anyway.
Well,
those 70s cars, yeah, I mean, they just emitted stuff.
It seemed, I mean, it must have been getting it from, the power steering pump, because that thing would run dry constantly, and it is impossible to turn a 50,000-ton car without power steering.
Yeah, it would, it could be its own topic about like not changing oil. But when I was my second year in the dorms in college, it was a co-ed dorm. So my good friend, female friend across the hall, she was dating this total loser. And he would come to visit. And my other roommate, John, was a huge car guy, very mechanical and stuff. And so he had mentioned to John, he goes, "Hey, my car's acting weird. Would you mind taking a look at it?"
Mm-hmm.
And John goes, yeah, sure, no problem. They go down. He opens up the hood, and it was, I think he had a maybe a Ford Festiva or something. I don't know, something little.
A little fun, peppy thing.
He opens up the hood, and it is black, like soot black. And he goes, and he asked him, when was the last time you changed the oil? And he goes, I've never changed the oil. He goes, how many miles do you have on this? And it was like 70,000.
That is great.
Yeah, they should have put him in an ad for Ford Motor Company.
Really? No, I mean, it's a remarkable it made it that long.
And also exposes the lies of the oil change industry. Yeah. You can go 70,000, well, let's say 65,000.
Yes, that last 5,000 is where they get you.
It's true.
This text, a friend of mine in high school had gotten a Nissan 300ZX for his high school graduation.
Wow. Badass car.
Okay, that's a pretty
rich
good
family.
President. Yeah.
He was driving with me and another friend trying to show off. So he turned the car off while he was driving, not realizing until that moment that that makes the steering wheel lock after you turn the car off, and he couldn't turn the steering wheel. We ran straight into a telephone pole, and he put us in a hospital for a week.
Ooh. Wow. What a dip ass.
That's something I would have done. Totally would have done. Wouldn't have known. Wouldn't have thought about it. Just go. Just turn it off. Let's see what happens.
This one. When I was about 14, I asked. Hold on. I just moved on me. When I was about 14 from the capital region of New York, I asked my mother if I could move the car so I could play basketball. As any parent, she was very hesitant, but I hopped in the car with the keys and looking at her directly in the eyes, I said, relax, Mom. Before I could finish the axe and relax, I drove directly into the basketball pole in the front of me instead of going in reverse, which would have moved the car off the court.
I bet that made her relax.
I did not play basketball that day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dealt with some car issues.
Yeah.
Some angry mom issues.
Mm.
Just as fun as b-ball.
Yeah, right?
It is. Yeah. Driving's fun.
Doug in Tennessee, what did you do to destroy your own vehicle?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Doug.
So I was in high school, and I got up one morning. I had a 88 Ford Ranger, which, you know, first off, it's a terrible truck. But 5-speed, did not have an emergency brake on it. So it's sitting in the driveway. I go out, start it up to let it warm up because it was cold outside. I come back inside, and I'm sitting at the bar eating breakfast. And my mom looks at me and goes, where's your truck? I was like, it's outside. She's like, no, it's not. And I walk out, and apparently I didn't scotch the wheel. So the truck rolled down the backyard, hit a rock pile, jumped a 4-foot barbed wire fence,
nice,
down through a field, and hit a tree.
Dude, that car went on an adventure.
Oh, it did. It
Duke
did.
The Hazard style.
Yeah. Yeah. Thelma and Louise killing itself.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Don't you wish you could have been with it?
Absolutely.
Would have been, it would have been exciting.
There.
Man,
I get down there, and believe it or not, your guys' show is still playing.
Oh, yeah, we're very reliable.
Yeah, you can't kill us.
Yeah, that's the best part of our old Ford Ranger is the radio.
That is exactly. Awesome. Thank you, Doug.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.